much progress for Russia on the Sabrady. Fox News, a senior U.S. defense official says on day 20 of the war in Ukraine, there's still limited or no progress for Russia's ground forces, even as the bombardment continues. President Biden now plans to travel to Europe next week for a summit. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has more live.
Lisa, White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki announced the president's plans to travel to Brussels for a meeting with NATO allies to discuss Russia's war in Ukraine.
We've been incredibly aligned to date. That doesn't happen by accident. The president's a big believer in face-to-face diplomacy, so it's an opportunity to do exactly that.
Ukraine's president will address Congress virtually tomorrow, and while he may mention wanting a no-fly zone and additional aircraft again, the Biden administration has already said no to those.
The way that the Ukrainians, again, have effectively pushed back over the last 19 days is by using exactly the type of military assistance we have provided.
Noting that more than $13 billion in U.S. aid is soon coming Ukraine's way, Lisa.
Thanks, Jessica. President Biden just signing that funding as part of a larger bill a short time ago. A New York man is now held without bond for an attack on an Asian American woman last week.
Police say Tamel Esco cursed at a 67-year-old woman, spitting at her before hitting and stomping on her more than 100 times. The assault was caught on a surveillance camera. The victim has not been named, but is of Asian descent. She was attacked in a vestibule of her apartment building in Yonkers, where police found her. Esco has a long criminal record. That being considered, initial assault and second-degree attempted murder charges were upgraded to hate crimes.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Two Chicago police officers involved in the shooting deaths of two people, including a 13-year-old boy, will not be charged. A prosecutor just announcing that decision in Cook County, citing insufficient evidence. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
A system-wide overhaul is being considered for the Department of Veterans Affairs, and it could mean the closure of facilities around the country.
The Department of Veterans Affairs is recommending the closure of dozens of VA medical center and other facilities across the country. But a plan, the VA says, that includes opening new facilities to expand care for millions of veterans, and at a cost that right now isn't clear. Democrats like Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown and Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, along with South Dakota Republican Rep. Dusty Johnson, among other lawmakers, calling it grave concerns, even a betrayal, to shutter VA facilities in those states. President Biden has until February 15th of next year to decide.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Pfizer is set to seek authorization for a fourth COVID shot for seniors. A source telling the Associated Press they'll make the request this week, aimed at maximizing protection for those over age 65 who've been hit hardest by the pandemic. The added booster would need approval from the FDA and CDC. Miami Beach is bracing for a record crowd as thousands of tourists descend on South Beach for spring break.
Miami Beach Mayor Dan Gelber predicts spring break crowds will triple this year.
Our community is probably even more popular this year than it was last year.
The concern comes after large riots broke out last year. Meanwhile, publicists like Lynn Evans with the Palace Bar hired additional security to try and gain more control this year.
Don't punch random people. Don't punch the staff. And don't walk out without paying.
The mayor threatened to close entryways into the city if tourists bring more unruly crowds. In Miami Beach, Caroline Elliott, Fox News.
An hour to the close on Wall Street, a big rally. The Dow's now up 558 points as oil prices tumble. They've been down around $97 a barrel. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.